It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, give me a shot.
Oh, yeah.
And Vince comes out today.
Yeah, I know.
Is it called Vince?
Yeah, it's called Vince.
I wondered if it came out last night, you would have stayed up all night watching.
About Vince McMahon?
Yeah. And I heard, like, I did see, before it even came out, he put out a statement saying it was false, and they used creative editing, and, you know. So whenever somebody puts out a statement like that before it comes out, I always think, oh, no. You don't look good in this.
Oh, absolutely.
And then the other one was that apparently he tried to buy it. So he tried to do the catch and kill thing. Like, he tried to buy it from him so it wouldn't come out. And then they said no. So he had, like, I don't know. They said the guy's name. I don't know who it was. But just say, like, he had somebody, like, the Inquirer try to do it.
Does it say what he
offered? One of his friends.
I'm sure it was a lot.
I don't know. I'm sure he would have given him whatever he wanted.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of money. Yeah.
But you did say that he's interviewed in this thing, so are they using clips of interviews from other things, or did he say...
Well, I think he's in it.
He sat down for this and then didn't like the way it was going,
I
maybe?
Think, or maybe... Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I think when you're that big, man, you have that much money, you've been running a company with all those people, you got so many yes men.
Yep.
I think you can get on a documentary and I'll spend... Watch me.
We'll make it work.
I'll spend this however I want. I'm
going
to come out of here looking great, right?
Yeah, and if anyone says anything I don't like, I'll pay them to take it out. Mm-hmm. And if I don't like the whole thing, I'll just buy the whole goddamn thing. So, yeah, that's a good point. You probably have confidence going in, but it doesn't matter because I'll control the narrative no matter which way I have to go about it. At the end of the day, I'll control the narrative. Yeah. Well, it's good publicity for the show. I keep seeing ads everywhere.
It's crazy that they did it because, you know, what, just in a few months, then the WWE will be on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So they must have already...
Is it all WWE will be...
That's Raw, I think.
Raw? Okay.
Raw.
So
the Monday night show.
I didn't think about that. They spent all that money to get that. And does Vince still own it?
No.
He sold it, right?
It doesn't really matter if he gets angry.
He had to get out of it after the whole pooping on women.
Did he sell to Saudis?
No, it's a company that owns MMA.
Okay.
And The Rock's on the board, so he sold it to basically The Rock and his friends.
Okay.
How much is he worth? Over a billion? Over 5 billion?
A lot, man.
It's a lot, right? Yeah, I did think when I kept seeing ads, because they were doing that thing where when you logged into Netflix, it said coming next Wednesday. And then this morning, I saw so many ads for it, and I thought, oh,
2.5
I wonder if
Laszlo
stayed up. 2.5 billion?
What's the company called?
I'll have to check here.
Yeah. And the show's called Mr. McMahon?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the documentary?
People have wondered who I really am.
You know, TKO,
TKO.
But no one really knows me.
And how old is he now, Snuka?
In the world of professional wrestling.
Vince McMahon.
He's easy to hate.
What you expect.
I don't fight fair.
That's exactly what you're going to get.
It's not my fault that I happen to be a self-made billionaire.
79,
okay. Yeah, I don't think you'd have to be a fan of wrestling for that to be an interesting documentary.
No, yeah, I think that stuff's interesting. I think I am a fan of wrestling. I watch it. I think it's great. I don't have to watch it every... Like, I haven't watched it in a while now because Monday Night Football's on.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep up with it. I know
you liked it when you were a kid.
I did.
Yeah.
And so... but I know it's kind of like the superhero thing. If you say I'm a fan of wrestling, then wrestling's like, oh... Well, you didn't watch it Monday? And I'm like, no, I watched a football game. But I do enjoy it. I watch the pay-per-view. I may not watch it live, but I'll watch it later. I enjoy the stories and try to get caught up. I feel like Vince is just going to say, like, first off, all the documentaries about wrestlers are fascinating.
Because,
they're great talkers. They have to be because that's what they do for a living. They're actors, right? They're athletic, and they're completely insane.
They are
insane characters. So whenever you see a documentary about the Iron Sheik, just watch it. You don't have to know anything about the Iron Sheik. You're like, this dude is insane.
Yep.
It's insanity. Or, you know, they'll do, like, the big Russian guy documentary, and you're like, that dude was from Piedmont. Like, what a story, right?
Because I didn't watch wrestling as a kid. Was not into it. I didn't have any friends that were really into it, so I don't watch it. I'm not interested in it. But that show on Vice, The Ring, what is it? The Other Side of the Ring?
Dark Side of the Ring.
It's such a good show, and I know nothing about it. I mean, I know the names for the big guys.
Yeah,
you don't have to know, right? But you don't need to. Even if I didn't know who they were at all, it wouldn't matter. Because these are crazy stories.
Was driving down the street with his girlfriend, and she somehow got ejected out of the car and died. And the police interviewed him, and then Vince flew in, and they were like, yeah, no.
Like a government.
Seems natural.
It's like a dictator.
Because
they
say Vince would go into these small towns. In those things, they would say Vince would go, and who knows if it's true, but Vince would go into these small towns and be like, yeah, I mean, you can charge Jimmy with murder, but we'll never do a wrestling show here again.
Yep.
And these small towns are like, well, damn, man, that's like a big part of our how we make money.
Right.
We'll never do it again.
Town. Yeah. He had a lot of power.
Right.
Probably
he had.
Does. Yeah.
You know, and he's still around, so, yeah. I mean.
I'll watch it for sure. You should watch the Hope Solo thing. Yeah, yeah, you don't have to like soccer,
right?
To like those documentaries. A good documentary is a good documentary. A good sports documentary, nonetheless.
Exactly. I don't like women.
Oh, that's what someone was saying. I heard someone saying that about you. A couple weeks ago, I heard this someone was saying that about you. It was a woman, and
of course.
She said that, and I heard another woman came to your defense, though. Well, I'm worried because another woman apparently came to your defense, and...
Well, I mean, I like some women.
Well, you'd like her.
I would?
Yeah.
Is she hot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
I like hot women. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Which I think goes to show... The unattractive ones.
Exactly.
Unattractive women got a lot to say for being unattractive.
Right, and that's not sexist. That's just realist. That's just reality.
All right.
And, well, so, Cone, for these people who go, oh, it's such a sexist, misogynistic show, whatever, it's like, well, you need to listen to the end. Let us finish a sentence, right? Like, the girl who's defending Lazo... We like her because she's hot.
Yeah, right. Not that she's defending
Just like everybody else.
Right.
Right. So
I don't care if she defends me or not. I just asked if she was hot.
Yeah, even if she didn't like you. And
don't care.
And
I like her.
Hot. Exactly. So
I can like
how
her.
Can you be misogynistic with that take? You can't. But people only listen to the beginning. They just hear that first
take
part.
It out of context.
They take it out of context. They hear you say, hey,
I hear somebody else
bitches.
Say, oh, he said he doesn't like women.
Yeah.
That's what he said. That's not what I said.
Nope. No.
My man, it is what I said, but it's not what I said.
Right. But there's more to it. It's intellectually dishonest to say that that's all
exactly,
he said.
Right.
It's not. The biggest story of the day, I guess, is that everyone here have a debit card. Everyone has a debit card, right? For some reason, my fiance doesn't have a debit card, but everyone has a debit card, and I'm assuming that everyone's debit card says Visa on it. Is your debit card a Visa?
Yep, I don't have a debit card.
You don't have a debit card that you use like a credit card?
No.
Oh, my fiance doesn't either. I don't understand.
I just use a credit card.
So what do you do with the other card they send you? Just leave it in the envelope? Never open it up?
I never opened it.
Wow. What if you... Okay, so a lot of people don't know their PIN number to get cash out of an ATM. I'm guessing that's... You have no way to get cash out of an ATM.
I
have a debit card, but I don't know the PIN number for it. But that's what I use. I just use it as credit. Yeah.
You don't know the PIN.
I don't know the PIN for my debit card. I just always run everything as credit, and it's never a problem.
I
it says enter your PIN, and you just bypass
it. I need to go into the bank, which I don't need to do, rarely. It only comes up like every once in a while.
Yeah, drugs. But
I can Venmo most of that stuff, so that's fine.
Yeah, some people
I can Venmo and just use it right out of my bank. But old Shawnee days or something.
Right.
Anything that's cash only is just a little bit of pain in the ass. Sometimes my kids' baseball games.
Sometimes bills that you pay online, they won't take a credit card, they'll only take a debit card most of that stuff you set up with checking account anyway. Anyhow, I think most of the ones I've seen are Visa. I have a couple debit cards, and one of them is MasterCard, but the Justice Department says, look, the problem is Visa definitely has a monopoly on the debit card.
Over MasterCard?
Over everybody, I guess.
My Capital One is a MasterCard.
But that's not a debit card. They're saying
just
on debit
for MasterCard. Okay,
debit
Visa does kind of run that.
They're running it, and that they allegedly, strong-arm businesses
like
to say, use ours.
Club.
Yeah, I think you can still get them.
I think so, too.
I've seen them not too long ago. Go on their website. You might be able to qualify. Was that the
original? Didn't you say, you don't have credit to get Diners Club? I'd be so embarrassed.
I think, they could.
The first card, yeah.
Yeah, and I think they could say, I know they can say, because I know they can say you don't have enough credit to get an Old Navy card. I've had that happen with a lot of people standing behind me in line. So it's possible. But anyway, the Justice Department says Visa is monopolizing the debit card industry, and they're strong-arming businesses to use Visa.
The U.S. Justice Department has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Visa, alleging that the company uses its size and dominance to stifle competition. The complaint says Visa penalizes merchants and banks who don't use its own payment processing technology to process debit transactions. And according to that complaint, 60% of transactions in the U.S. run on Visa's debit network, allowing it to charge over $7 billion in fees every year. Well, in a statement, a Visa spokesperson said the lawsuit is meritless and the company will defend itself vigorously.
I don't even understand how that works.
Yeah, the business has to pay a
fee. I don't understand. Like, why wouldn't... Why?
I know.
Like, I don't understand. Like, so, like, just because... And really, like, explain to me like I'm neurodivergent, because I am.
Someone else have to do it.
Why doesn't Chase just have its own thing? Like, Chase is a massive, huge bank with billions and billions of dollars. Why are they giving any kickback to a company named Visa?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that. Why wouldn't it just be, like, no Visa, no MasterCard, just a Chase card?
We accept Chase. We accept Visa and MasterCard.
Right. We accept Chase, Discover, U.S. Bank. We check, like, why does a Chase card have to be a Visa card? I don't understand what Visa does, and I don't understand why Chase would pay them.
I think it's like kind of like Ticketmaster, you know? Why can't the venue just sell the tickets directly? I have a feeling, and this is my guess, but that because it's such a massive undertaking to get all this money sent, you know, wire back and forth, and then to deal with credit card fraud and all that, that some of these companies probably just don't want to be in that business.
$7 billion.
It's a good business.
You feel like somebody, one of them would be like, yeah, we're going to do it ourselves.
So maybe if they try, though, according to just this story, maybe if someone like that tried, maybe they have in the past, perhaps Visa or MasterCard said, look, company X, if you accept Chase debit, then we're not going to allow you to accept Visa, which is what everybody has. Okay. And they go, well, we're not going to choose Chase over everything else. I know that was like an issue with, I think, maybe American Express. It used to be everywhere, and then fewer and fewer places. It all became Visa and MasterCard, and now they're saying that for debit cards, it's all Visa. I can't believe you guys don't have debit cards. I say you guys, you and Brooke.
I have a Visa.
Surprises me.
I know my PIN.
Yeah. But, you know, just use the credit card, I guess, then. And with the, see, my problem with the credit card is the limit is going to be more than the money I have.
Well,
so
yeah,
I'm always going to be paying.
I try to pay it off at the end of the month.
Right.
I don't get there, but that's the idea.
Right, right. I had American Express for a while when I had good credit. That was very fancy. And that was, what do they call it? That's a charge card, I think, is what we learned, because that means you pay it off every month.
Mm.
Instead of getting credit, you have to pay off the whole thing at the end of every month, and then you pay some sort of fee to use it annually. But Visa is... How are they going to take down Visa? This is one of those stories.
I don't know what Visa is.
Yeah, exactly. And whatever they do, they're going to come up with some sort of, oh, look what we did. We made it look like we went after Visa, and we penalized them by fining them this amount of money, which will be nothing to that company. And now they have to do A, B, and C, which will be nothing. And when the dust is settled, everything will still be Visa. 80% or whatever they said of debit card transactions. Or what they'll do is they'll make Visa will spin off another company with a new name. You know, now we got Visa. So you can use Visa or Visa, but it's all of them. All right, I got to tell you about the RFK story, but I ran out of time, so I'll tell you coming up.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, doomscroll, you big lanky bastard.
Finishing doomscrolling. Well, hey.
I'll drink a water.
This might be some good news, because we've talked many, many times about how tipping culture is out of control in this country. They ask you to tip when you get carry out. They ask you to tip when you buy a donut. There's a tip line for everything. There's a tip line when I go to the pet food store to buy a bag of dog food. There's a line for a tip, and the person stands there and watches me. Not to mention, on top of that, you put the tip in, and then it says, would you like to round up to save a kid who's dying, or no, do you want to let him die? And you have to say, No, I'll let him die. I can't round up every single time. I mean, this is insane. So I guess we finally hit a tipping point. After all that complaining, we've hit a tipping point, because they did this big national survey and found out that Americans are sick of it, and they're, for the first time, tipping less. Tipping was going up and up and up consecutively for years. At some point, 10% tip for a server at a restaurant was considered a good tip. Then it became 15%. Then it became 20%. I think that's where it's at now, right? Like, a good tip at a restaurant is supposed to be over 20%. But people are not doing that anymore, or at least far, far fewer, and they're tipping less and less and less.
A new survey from Pop Menu reveals 60% say they're tired of being asked to tip for various services, and at the same amount, feel pressured to tip. That fatigue is having an impact on the service industry, including restaurants. Fewer consumers now say they tip servers 20% or more. What's on the rise, tipping less. Nearly a third said they tip as little as 10%.
Okay, so you know one of the things that gets me is, like one of the ones I deal with regularly is I do have a subscription for the Walmart thing. I pay like 10 bucks a month so that I can get the groceries delivered without paying a delivery fee each time.
Sure.
So, you know, as long as you order more than once and it ends up paying for itself. Sure. But there's a tip thing there, and it has the default, I think it defaults, and don't quote me on this, but I think it defaults at 20%, 20%, something like that. Now, when you're buying $100, $250 worth of groceries, that's a big tip. And so I'm also thinking, though, I don't want this person to mess with my food on the way here. I had the one guy steal a sex toy off my porch. Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't want these people to be mad. And what if you end up getting the same person over and over? I really don't know. But I look at it and I go, okay, I know kind of what I ordered. And even if it did cost a lot, maybe there's steaks in there or something, right?
Right.
Maybe it's not because I ordered 75 cases of water, because that'd be a pain in the ass. But I feel like $10, $15 is a good tip, because I'm already, you know, I would have paid the $10 fee to get it delivered. And so people who don't have the subscription, they're paying 10 bucks to have it delivered, and then they're paying what? Another 15, 20 bucks to tip the person? I mean, that doesn't really make it all that great of a service unless you're wealthy. I mean, if you got the money to do it, then fine.
No, but that's an expensive service. I stopped using it a lot because it was just like, it's too much.
Yeah. And that's one that I deal with. So I struggle with that, but I really just kind of say $10. And you know what? The groceries show up. It's not like I've had an issue where they've said, oh, we don't know where the guy is or that they're stealing stuff. I haven't had that issue. I did have an issue ordering from Pizza Hut where, you know, I think I told you that at least mine uses DoorDash now.
Oh, yeah. I think so, all of them do.
Okay. I figured. I get a text now that says, hey, we partner with DoorDash as soon as you order. And I see the car pull up out front. And I'm getting a text. It's like, your Dasher or whatever is almost here, Prancer. So here comes the car, and it stops out front. I'm like, all right, he's here. So I stand up and I get to the door and I'm sitting there waiting. And this person is just sitting in their car. So I let them sit there for a while because I figure they're getting this stuff organized. It's just one thing. I ordered one thing. I finally walk outside and I start walking down my steps. And the guy's just sitting in the car still. And so I'm looking at him, you know, like, hey, I think you got the right house. Because that's what I'm figuring is maybe he doesn't know if he's in the right place. And he just sits there. And then he finally gets out with this thing and says, no, I got to take a picture of it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, can you take a picture of me holding? He's like, no, I got to take a picture of it. Move. And I'm like, okay, so he goes up and puts it on the deck and takes a picture of it. What was he doing in his car that whole time? Lazo, it was 5 minutes at least.
Right.
So I'm thinking, did I not tip the guy enough? Is
he mad? Other orders? Who knows?
That could be. Snowcone did the Postmates thing for a while. Maybe he's getting other orders at that time. I just thought, man, maybe I didn't tip enough, and he's in there picking up my food or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't worry about that? I worry about it. I mean, it's going through so many hands now.
Now, I feel like if you order,
I know they usually tape it shut or whatever.
Didn't they tape your pizza shut? You would know.
Mm-mm. That's another reason. It wasn't taped shut. I was like, okay, I don't know. But look, you know, I ate it. Whatever, it's fine. But tipping is out of control. I never round up. You don't either, right?
No.
And it's crazy that every single place you go, you have to hit no. Taco Bell, the grocery store, they all have the Roundup thing, so I just say no. I guess that's our healthcare system, but I mean, how many times do you make a transaction daily to buy stuff?
All the time.
Two, three, four, five times a day, and every time.
Or whatever.
That would add up so quickly.
I would just say
quickly.
No, and you know these companies are using it as a tax write-off.
Well, Snowcone found some article that says they're not allowed to write it off, so I don't know, but yeah. Even if it is just because it's to pay for health care. We shouldn't be doing it this way.
No, yeah, and I can't believe that they don't find some way.
And I don't know if it was all of them, but he found something where they were talking about it. Like, was it in a specific company, Snowcone, where they said they weren't able to write it off, those roundups?
Yeah.
I don't know that it was saying every company, but it's still, it didn't exist, and now it's everywhere.
There's got to be a reason for it.
That it just popped up, and
like, these companies are just doing it out of the goodness of their heart. I can't believe that.
No, and that they just followed someone else's lead, like, well, we don't want to be left out of this.
No, I don't believe it.
No way.
And so, at this point, people complaining about it, someone would just get rid of it.
Right.
And run a commercial that says, we don't want to ask you
for extra money.
Exactly.
I've wondered where that tagline is for a long time. I know that restaurant owner in New York a few years ago did the tipless restaurant. I don't know how he's doing, but he changed his menu to make the prices of the food high enough that he could pay his staff a livable wage and get them health insurance. That was this big deal. I don't know how he's doing, but that to me would be a selling point now. We don't ask for tips. We don't ask if you do like a grocery delivery service, right? Any food delivery, Postmates, if you say, hey, you only pay what we say, and
according
that's it.
According to AP, no stores can write off any kind of donations for tax. Stores can't write off a customer's point of sale donations because they don't count as company income, according to tax policy experts.
Well, no, that way that's
customers
written,
can write off their own donations if they choose to.
Sure. The way that's written, it almost sounds like they shouldn't be doing it, but no, I mean, maybe they aren't. It's just, there's got to be a reason. I'm with Laszlo. It didn't exist, and now it's at every single place you right. go. They ask you if you want to round up, which is not as bad as turning the tablet and putting that tip thing there at a default of 25% while the person watches you, and you have to hit no. I mean, even if you buy something from a vendor at a, you know, I don't know, like the art fair or something. When people use Square, there's always a tip thing.
This is the guy that, I guess, runs the Brookings Tax Policy Center. The only way a company can write off money is if it's income, and this is not counted as income.
But isn't it because you're rounding up for Hy-Vee or for Taco Bell? Or I don't know how that works.
For that charity.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's got to be a reason. Someone needs to figure it out and let us know, because it's everywhere, and it's... maybe it's one of those things that I just shouldn't let get to me, but it does bother me. This stuff adds up. Mm-hmm. And on top of it, you're asking for these tips. Where is the company that says, it's kind of like how we're waiting for a political candidate to come forward and say, hey, everybody is being stupid. We hate both sides, right? Both sides have crazies. Right. And so we want to be reasonable. And here we are. We've been waiting for that person. I'm waiting for those businesses to say, hey, we're going to tell you what something costs. And that's it. There is no tip line. When Uber started, that was like one of
that
the big
it.
Appeals.
That was it.
You
right.
couldn't
no
tip. You couldn't tip. There was no place to tip. And you could hand them cash and they might take it, but they weren't supposed to.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to take it.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to take it.
People would give them a five or whatever, yeah. but they're supposed to turn it down.
Exactly.
But now it's
right in
it.
There. Yeah. Yeah, it's annoying. RFK, Laszlo, I promised I'd tell you about this. RFK ran for president. He dropped out. Laszlo bought the RFK shirt. Mm-hmm. He's a fan. And now they are investigating RFK for some old stuff. It's that whale story that his daughter told in like 2012. And this is, in my mind, if you're going after him
again?
For something that she talked about over a decade ago, then I'm sorry, this is a conspiracy. You're just trying to take this guy down at this point. Why are you going after him if you already knew about this for that long? Oh, it just happens to be we've been putting together this investigation about him picking up a whale, throwing it on top of the family station wagon and driving it home. It took us 14 years to figure this out. I don't think so. That's ridiculous.
Federal officials are investigating Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for allegedly decapitating a dead whale two decades ago. Kennedy says that he received a letter from the National Marine Fisheries Institute that he claimed he was being investigated for, quote, collecting a whale specimen 20 years ago. In a 2012 interview, his daughter said that when she was a child, Kennedy cut the head off of a whale that had washed up on the shore in Massachusetts and then tied it to the roof of their minivan to take it home.
So, yes, it happened 20 years ago, but she talked about it in 2012. So they could say we didn't know about it until then. But you knew about it then.
Did they?
Well, why wouldn't they? It was out there.
It wasn't news.
She didn't. It was Town and Country magazine.
Okay.
Well, I mean, come on.
People
if that's such a big deal that they need to investigate someone, then someone should have seen that and said, hey, this girl's saying that her dad decapitated a whale 10 years ago and drove it home. You don't think this is a conspiracy to bring this guy down? You guys, you're all blind. You need to do your own research.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. You will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo. So, I am excited to talk to you about this, Laszlo. And we're looking for those Dallas listeners to chime in if they're aware of this. Because you and I did not like school all that much.
I hated it.
It was not really designed for people like us.
No, I don't like it.
I think that we were the minority. We might still be, but I think there's more and more and more kids. My brother's a teacher, has been for years, and he got straight A's all through school, went to college, got his PhD, all for free through scholarships, just academic scholarships. But he is the first to say that school worked for him. That setting works for him. And he liked it, and it was fine. He says it does not work for people like you for his daughter, right? And he's been saying for years, like a lot of people have, we need to change it. We need to come up with something new. Lately, all we do is bitch back and forth about should cell phones be allowed or not. But this school in Dallas, Laszlo, this could be the future. And I'm kind of bummed that it didn't happen sooner or that we don't live in Dallas, one or the other, because you got one son in high school and one who'll be in high school soon. But this, to me, sounds like someone actually came up with an idea and said, we're going to redo this from the ground up. And they did it. And it looks...
I'm interested.
Okay, I'll tell you about it.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock.